You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Photosynthesizes Woman and the Lens is an exhibition currently showing at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery, curated by James Gatt. The exhibition features photographs and videos by 41 women artists and collectives from Aotearoa and Australia, including Whaafa Whene, queer and trans women, and those with ancestral ties to Aboriginal, Māori and diasporic communities. Produced between the 1960s and 2024 by four generations of artists, exhibited works collectively offer cross-cultural and intergenerational perspectives on the social, political, and cultural conditions that informed, prompted, or necessitated their capture. Beth caught up with James about photosynthesizers.
The exhibition draws on the concept of photosynthesis. Can you elaborate on this for our listeners?
So photosynthesizers, which is the title of the exhibition, comes from the concept of photosynthesis, the means by which plants absorb sunlight and transform into energy that is distributed through a rhizome. And so I thought about the camera having a similar function, you know, a kind of absorption of light that produces images that are then distributed through a kind of social rhizome, if you will, like a socio-historical rhizome, and how that energy is then transmitted in the form of those photographic images to people across different times and places.
Yeah, beautiful. The works in photosynthesizers speak to the socio-political and cultural conditions that informed, prompted, or necessitated the capture of the photographs. With that being said, do you think you can speak a little to the process, to the experience of curating such an expansive exhibition?
Well, it's a big exhibition. It's got 41 artists and collectives, all of whom identify as being a woman or expansions of that gendered term.
Yep.
So we also have trans women and Whaafa Whene in the exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first, I believe, exhibition of its density to bring together artists from Aotearoa in Australia. And that was really important at Te Uru. We're trying to develop exhibitions that register the local histories, local practices and local histories.
Mm.
Quite often when you're dealing with concepts in art, movements in art, practices in art, there is some importing of a kind of Euro-American narrative to a certain degree. So that was a big motivator for the show, looking at the importance of lens-based media for women practitioners since the 1960s, but people who have practiced in this region or from this region specifically. So by that I mean Aotearoa in Australia, and of course people from Moana Oceania who have found a way to have their practices either in Tamaki or Sydney or other places in these two countries, neighbouring countries. So it has a regional specificity, the show. It goes broad in terms of its scope, as I said, 41 artists and collectives. There's also a reader publication, which is an adjunct to the exhibition, and that includes 30 more voices in the form of historical texts that have been produced since the 1980s that deals with the historical and political implications of lens-based media.
Mm, interesting. What kind of story do the perspectives present in the works of photosynthesizers tell us about identity and or time?
They tell us lots of things about time and identity. What they most importantly do, I hope, for people who are visiting the show is unsettle the development of singular visions of the world.
Mm.
I hope that the exhibition illustrates the importance of intersectional politics, which has been developing over the course of the 20th century in different forms of kind of ideological movements, from civil rights movements to queer movements, to feminist movements. The exhibition's divided into a room focused on photography and then a cinema for which we're presenting 23 video works as a reel. Both of those rooms commence with a work, well, they commence with works, I should say, that deal with a matrilineal relationship. So in the photography room, we start with Benita Ely's A Mother Shows Her Daughter to the Universe, a beautiful suite of six photographic prints that document a performance that Benita did in 1982, where she develops a mandala out of earth material in a kind of country town, a rural town, and is holding her baby daughter and presents her to the universe. It's a kind of wonderful moment about thinking about when we become aware of our own image and that kind of maternal relationship that is important, I think, to the identity of being a woman. In the video room, we start with a video work by Selina Ashadi, born in Tehran but now living here in Tamaki. She sends her mother with a handycam on a trip to Tehran, which she's meant to go on herself and can't make it to. And her mother is kind of videoing her experience of moving through the city. So it's another way in which lens-based media articulates that relationship between women in a family. So both rooms start with that relationship, with a kind of becoming, you know, being born into the world as a woman, I suppose. And that's the question that starts both rooms. But the exhibition addresses wide-ranging ideas, you know, from the violence of image-making around women to the differences in feminist ideology between, you know, Marxist feminists and ecological feminists. It has basically three chapters in the photography room, though they're very discrete chapters. The first section that people arrive into is self or self-representation. In the second room is more about community and people outside the self. And in the third room, it's kind of about embedded sites. So artists dealing with the specificity of particular sites, whether it's the home or places like the West Bank in Gaza. We have a wonderful suite of photographs by Ponch Hawks that documents a trip that she took to the West Bank in 2016. So wide-ranging issues from women's issues to housing, to representations through photography, time, nuclear fallout, patriarchy, monuments, more locally, thinking through our First Nations experience and Māori experience through the lens. Yeah, quite diverse.
Do you have any highlights you'd like to share from working on this exhibition?
Oh, too many. This has been the hardest question when I'm talking to people to address, because a lot of the artists in this show have been very important to me in my career. A lot of them are my heroes. I can tell you something. I mean, we've got a suite of works from Tracy Moffat's very well-known series called Scarred for Life from 1994. That has resonated very strongly with audiences. So perhaps rather than speaking about my favourites, like, you know, we've had a lot of response to that work in particular. Tracy is an Australian artist, lived and worked in New York for many years, one of Australia's best known artists, I would say. And this Guide for Life series kind of riffs on the language of Life magazine. So using kind of lithography, which was used for printing those magazines and newspapers at the time. And this was the kind of Life magazine were insights into the domestic experiences or lived experiences of people in domestic or suburban environments. And these are kind of like in that body of work, as the title suggests, Scarred for Life, is looking at the ways that we develop shame through those kind of embarrassing experiences that we have in the home. Some of those very compromising experiences that we can't protect ourselves from because we're children. You know, in one of the photographs, there's two young boys playing with a doll, and one of them's pretending to give birth to the doll. That really registered very strongly for me because I can remember vividly my dad walking in on me, my brother playing dress-ups, in kind of, you know, acting feminine in blankets and being really embarrassed by that and learning to develop shame around that. So we all have those unnerving experiences in the home, and Tracy goes into the home through these photographs. There is a very punchy photograph by Fiona Clark. We have a suite of five photographs by Fiona Clark in the show, unrelated, but kind of I wanted to show the breadth of her practice, different communities that she's been documenting. And many listeners will know that Fiona Clark is one of the most important photographers to come out of Aotearoa. She's been documenting queer and alternative communities since the 60s. She's, and her own experience as well. There's a photograph in there called Peter Living with AIDS from 1988. It's a cibachrome, so it has this really beautiful, rich, punchy colour to it. Shown in a group show at Michael Lett last year, which is where I first saw it. I was familiar with the images, I was familiar with the subject because I have a wonderful book that catalogues Fiona's entire series called Living with AIDS, some of which contain annotations in the borders of her engagements with the subjects who are living with AIDS. So we understand this is, it's a very kind of tender image of this man called Peter laying on a lounge. It's got these vivid red colours. And there's a kind of pathos and fragility that I find really powerful in the work, and a reminder as a gay man of the next generation, thinking about the consequences of that pandemic and how many people we lost as a result. And therefore how important lens-based media has been for remembering histories, specifically that history, but also how important lesbian women were to the gay male community at the time. Many of them worked to care for their gay male friends and colleagues. So that's a lovely kind of connection just through that photograph. There's another really powerful suite by Helen Grace, which is in proximity to Fiona Clark. Helen Grace, trailblazing photographer and filmmaker out of living in Sydney at the moment, from Australia, has also lived in Hong Kong. Helen, between 1978 and 1980, travelled to a women-only community up in northern New South Wales called Amazon Acres, and she documented her experience visiting that community. It's a separatist community, and their philosophy was no men, no meat, no machines. And so that's a really interesting window into a separatist community and the kind of utopic vision that these women had about how they could avoid capitalist patriarchy by developing their own society. And it feels a very important reminder at the moment that we need to be seeking alternatives, and thank God for these photographs and these videos that remind us of these alternative visions.
That was Beth speaking to curator James Gatt about Photosynthesizer's Woman and the Lens, an exhibition showing at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery until the 25th of May.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.